Hello, and welcome to the podcast of the Marketplace Movement, where our vision is to reach, enhance, and advance lives. It is our prayer that you hear something during this podcast that both transforms and furthers you in the things of God. So, grab your notebook and Bible, and let's dig into the Word together. Get your Bibles in your hand. You know, it's funny that as you guys are turning to our opening scripture today in Hebrews, at the Tabernacle campus today, I'm going to deal with prayer. And it's interesting that men did not begin to call upon the name of the Lord until Enosh came. Before that, God just walked with man normally, but sin creates distance. Anytime we have the opportunity to call upon the name of the Lord, we are reclaiming the way of Enosh and rejecting the way of Cain. That's all right. When you're afraid to call upon the name of the Lord, you want to stay in the mentality of Cain, which says, I can do this without you. Today, as we go into our text in Hebrews chapter 2, I'm just going to read one verse, and y'all can take your seat, and I ain't gonna hold you. At least that's what Daphne would say. You've put all things in subjection under his feet. For in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him. But now we do not yet see all things subjected to him. Repeat after me, the only way that I can keep my way pure is to guard it according to this word. This word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Today, I will receive the word implanted, which is able to save my soul. Have your seats. Putting that Hebrews chapter 2, verse 8 back up, please. The B part of that verse says, for in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him. As we've continued to work through this passage, I've continually worked to bring emphasis to the word all. You have put in subjection all things. It's the standard by which we, as the born again, should live our lives. All. All means all. Everything. Everything is under his feet, and if everything is under his feet, there is no thing that is not under his feet. That means that there is nothing above the Lord. Nothing at all. I would challenge everybody in this room to take whatever your current issue is. Just get the current one. Grab hold to it. Get it in your minds. Get your notebook paper out. Whatever your current issue is, write that down on that notebook paper. If you're dealing with matters of health, write down the health issue. If you're dealing with matters of wealth, write down the money issue. If you're dealing with matters of relationship, write down the people issue. Don't be shy. Wrote it down. Wrote it down. And then once you got it written on your paper, the verse says you have put all things. See, this is what I mean, saints. Tanya back there getting it already. See, when you began to realize how what you think is big pales in comparison to how big God is, we need to begin to repent even for worrying about it. I can't even believe we had this conversation, Lord. All things are subjugated to you, for in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing. He left nothing. And we've come to understand that the good news is, if all things are under his feet and I'm a part of his body, that puts all things under my feet. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if I'm not a part of his body, I got something to be concerned with. But if I'm part of the body and they under his feet, then thank you, Lord. I don't have to worry. But many don't believe or even live like that. Many of us live, Deacon Sanders, from worry to worry. From worry to worry, from stressor to stressor. You know, it's funny, the other day, can I take my time? I will. The other day, I was listening to a snippet, Christina, of a podcast, and the doctor said stress is not unhealthy. I said, the devil's a liar. I mean, I was giving the doctor all the business in the world. You liar. The truth ain't in you. No. Stress ain't of God. He says, no. Stress has no negative impact on you. The negative impact is what you believe about the stress. I said, wait. Hold the phone. Wait now. He said, when you work out, you're putting your body under stress, but it's positive. It has a benefit. When you ascribe a particular set of emotions to the pressure, they become harmful. So when I refuse to ascribe worry to my job, no matter how intense my job is, because I haven't ascribed worry, doubt, fear, or any of those negative emotions to it, I'm not stressed in a negative connotation. You with me? The pressure develops instead of breaks because I haven't ascribed. Are y'all walking with me? I'll give it to you in the scripture since y'all looking at me funny. As a man thinketh, so is he. So if all things are under my feet, I'm having fun already. And you looking at your list, the next question that you should ask yourself is, what do I ascribe to the things on my list? If you look at your wealth situation and you say, I want to increase my savings, do you ascribe scarcity or do you ascribe benefit? When you start talking about saving, does your mind go, therefore, I'm going to be miserable? And if you equate saving with misery, you will pull back from it because you don't ascribe stewardship to it. Oh, y'all don't like me today. That's fine. That's fine. The issue is, and where I want to focus us in today, is we have lowered our expectations of the promises of God because our thinking is out of alignment with the will of God. I'll do it again. We have lowered our expectations of the promises of God because our thinking is out of alignment with the will of God. Y'all not writing fast enough. Y'all in the room? Okay, we've lowered our expectations. I heard you in the back. We've lowered our expectations of the promises of God because our thinking is out of alignment with the will of God. So, the issue with lowered expectations, let me give you three problems or three results of lowered expectations. Because last time I checked, Elder Orlando, all things are under our feet. And if all things are under our feet, I ain't got nothing to worry about. Amen. Come what may, it is well. Huh? See, sometimes y'all just need to open up the hymn book and start reading good lyrics. Some of this new stuff ain't got the right lyrics. You got to get you some hymn book salvation. Huh? Get to talking about when peace like a river attendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It's well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance, God has regarded my helpless estate. Y'all see that? Them good lyrics. All this new stuff. So let me tell you three things that happens when we, I'm going to start it. Three things that happen when we operate, when we live, when we believe, when we move with lowered expectation. Number one, I'm going to leave up all things that are under your feet ever. You know, I'm going to leave it up for a while. I'm going to leave a verse on the screen. I want to make sure that every time as I'm going through these three things, that y'all keep referring back to all things. Matter of fact, some of y'all need to write this down on paper like you used to have to do when you got in trouble in school. You know, when you have used to have, I will not talk in class. I will not talk in class. Remember when you used to have to, these new school people don't know that. Some of y'all need to get a paper and write this out longhand. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. You have put all things in subjection under this. Huh? Huh? The way you live this week determines how many times you need to write it. Ooh, boy. So number one, when you believe lowered expectation, you fail to hold yourself accountable to the standard of the word. You fail to hold yourself accountable. It's personal. To the standard of the word. See, when my expectation is lowered, I ain't got to follow them scriptures. I ain't got to do all that because that's then. And this now. See, the world programs us, listen, to reject discomfort. I'll do it again. I said the world programs you to reject discomfort even when discomfort is beneficial. This is why we would rather take the pill to lose the weight than go to the gym. Oh, Lord. Because the pill does not carry the same discomfort as the treadmill. Oh, it's quiet in here. If somebody told you, take three of these, and by morning, and by morning, washboard bellies, summer bodies ready, three of these. If somebody made a take three of these for your summer body, Lord, they'd be flying off the shelves, boy. I mean, you'd be borrowing money from grandma to get them summer body pills. But if we gave everybody in the room free memberships to the workout facility, you might go for a little while, but it falls off because we've been programmed to reject discomfort, even when the discomfort is beneficial. Are y'all walking with me? We chase the quickest path to our comfortable version of great. I'll say it again. We chase the quickest path to our comfortable version of great. This is why the knockoff industry is so profitable. And not just the knockoff, this is why the Kia Telluride looks like a Range Rover. Y'all not in here. Yeah, they don't want to talk to me. Y'all don't want to hear me in here. The reason that the Telluride looks like the Range Rover is, and the reason, Lord have mercy, that the Genesis reminds you of the Bentley is because consumerism knows, I feel God. I'm coming around the corner, that we want the look without the cost. I'll drive the Telluride and won't wait to drive the Rover. It done got quiet in here. You see what they're doing to me? I ain't gonna do that Rover because that Rover costs too much money. That's what you really wanted. But you didn't have the discipline to wait, to save. So now you're driving around in a lowered expectation, telling everybody that that's really what you wanted. When the truth is, you bought something that looked like your wants. Many of us, I feel God. Many of us right now literally have a series of lowered expectations that you're trying to convince your circle group that you like. I'm not holding myself to what God promised because that costs too much. I'll get my version. I'll get the dupe. I'm going to get the dupe. As they say in the watch industry, the homage. The one that look like it, but ain't it. Made after the characteristic of. If you catch it from a distance, you're going to think it's it, but it ain't it. It's not the same thing. When it became Daimler Chrysler, and Chrysler was owning Mercedes, and they came out with the 300, Deacon Sanders, and they came out with that 300, the salesman was telling everybody, this is the Mercedes-Benz C-Class. It's the same car, but it just has a different body on it. It's the same exact car, same engine, same transmission, same everything. It's a Mercedes. Because Daimler owns Mercedes, it's the same car. That's what they told everybody. So people was driving around in them 300s, getting out like, that's a Mercedes. No, it's not. No, no. What you've done is you've lowered your expectation, believed the redefinition, and now want everybody else to come along with you because you didn't have the discipline to come up to the standard. Number two.
Y'all right?
No. Breathe. We fail to believe that what God promised is available. The reason that we began to walk in the lowered expectation, I said number one, because I can't hold myself accountable to that high standard. Number two, I don't believe that what God promised is available. And let me add a caveat, especially not to me. So what happens is I operate in a lower expectation because God ain't no way that that's available, especially not to me when I know my own story. And so you walking around talking about, well, this is what I think I can do. God's like, wait a minute. Do y'all still see this verse on y'all screens? It just don't mind. All things. All things. What we have to begin to say is, hold on, God, what do you want for me? And that's how I'm going to behave. Lord, for real, what do you want? If you want, and then, listen, I challenge y'all. Can we talk? We will. I challenge you to begin to reevaluate why you even want some of the stuff you want. Who you trying to impress? Who you trying to impress? It's quiet in here. Let me go back to my Range Rover. There was a time where Ford and Range Rover was together and everything in that engine wasn't worth two dead flies. It wasn't worth two dead flies. Everybody's walking around with them wonderful bodies. They was on the side of the road. They was terrible. Who you trying to impress? Meanwhile, that Buick 3800 engine, that's a mean engine right there. That Buick engine, I hit a deer at 70 miles an hour and the car never turned off. That Buick was still purring under there. It's like, I popped the mess out that deer. Sure did, 70 miles an hour. Hit him on a two-lane road, bang! That car never stopped purring. That car looked at that deer like, why are you getting away? But see, the problem is, you got Range Rover ego. If God is telling you that this is what he wants for you, go for it and don't let nobody else tell you otherwise. But watch, listen to me. If you're telling yourself you got to go up there, you better sit your happy hips down because you're going to mess around and suffocate at that altitude. If God is telling you to go to the mountain, then going up to the mountain, you got help. But if God is telling you to stay in the valley, you better stay in the valley because you're going to die up there. The reality is this, your expectation has to be in alignment with his will and not your will. But you lower your expectation. One, because you don't want to hold yourself accountable to the standard. Two, because I don't believe that God can give me that promise. I can't see him doing, listen, this is the note I wrote myself. Many of us can't see God doing something for us that we would never do for others. Lord, ain't no way you're going to do that for me because I wouldn't do it. He's like, I know. Here's number three. We accept when others normalize missing the mark. We accept when others normalize missing the mark. So let's go back to number one. I fail to hold myself accountable to the standard. Number two, I fail to believe what God promised. Number three, I accept when others normalize missing the mark. Why would I do that? I tell you why. Because I know if I hold them to the standard, I got to hold me to the standard, and I'm not about that. So we normalize that. And if we let people miss the mark around us so long, you'll start missing the mark and feeling comfortable. These are lowered expectations. These are lowered expectations. Say this with me, Lord, get my expectation on God level. Many of us have spent years at lowered expectation. Years. So much so, listen, and this is a very important point. If I have to stop after I say this, I will. Listen. So much so that some of the attacks and schemes of the enemy don't even feel like attacks. They feel like life. When you're in a particular state so long, the state becomes so normalized that you no longer see it as outside of God. You just see it as the way you live. So when the word comes along and says, this is where you can go, you like, not me. Because watch this, the lack of familiarity of God's standard is too high for you to wrap your mind around. Especially when you stay around a circle that likes to be just as broken as you. So the enemy is like, cool, I now have them comfortable with being under my control. They'll never believe that things are under their feet because they think being under my foot is normal. You know when the Bible says, look how the room is doing this. I knew how this was going to happen today. You know how the Bible says his ways are not our ways, right? His thoughts are not our thoughts. That's the Bible, right? You know how it goes on to say his ways are higher. Stop. Nowhere does it say that the highness of his ways make them unreachable. It just says they're high and they're higher than mine. Stop looking at that text as an invitation to stay in your low ways and your low thoughts. When the scriptures tell us that his ways are higher and his thoughts are higher, that's an invitation for us to go higher. It is not an excuse for us to stay lower. Think about, we read that text in order to justify distance between us and God. Instead of reading that text as a marker that I'm trying to get to, I want to get to your ways. I want to get to your thoughts. Lowered expectation keeps you so low that you quote that verse from the lens of I can't get no better and use the scripture to justify you being beneath God level. I'm never going to get there. That's too high. That's not what he wants for us. Jesus rebuked the 12 for not doing stuff. Okay. Let's watch this. Now, I'm about to read a text, and I want you to know before I read it that it's before the cross. It's before the cross. It's before the resurrection. It's before the Holy Ghost. Y'all got that? It's before the cross. It's before the resurrection. It's before the Holy Ghost. Do y'all get this? Huh? They were still struggling with whether or not Jesus was God when I'm about to read this text. At this text, he just they pastor. All he was they pastor. Y'all with me? Okay. Luke 10, put it up. Whew. Now after this, the Lord appointed 70. Now I picked this on purpose. It's Luke 10, verse 1. I picked the Luke text on purpose because people think that he only gave power to the 12. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them in pairs ahead of him. Ooh, it's so much in this. To every city and place where he himself, leave this up, was going to come. Jesus like, I'll be there directly. And I'm going to send y'all ahead of me. Y'all catching this? Mind you, Jesus is not omnipresent. There's no Holy Ghost. Has not come yet. Which means he sends them as his representatives, huh? Only with given authority and no baptism of the Holy Spirit. Verse 2. And he was saying to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest. All right, we got it. Now let's skip down to verse 17. Let me tell you what happened when they got there. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Verse 18. And he said to them, I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Stop. Ooh, I love Jesus. Whoa, boy, Jesus is hilarious. Boy, them 70 came back like they was about to tell Jesus something. They came back like they was about to blow Jesus' mind. Like, can you believe it? The demons do what we tell them to do. Jesus says, boy, please, I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Verse 19. Behold, I've given you authority to tread on serpents, scorpions, and over, what's the next word? Hey. Over how much of the power? All the power of the enemy, and what's the next word? Nothing. Nothing will injure you. Including your own messed up thoughts. This is before the cross. This is before the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's before the resurrection. And Jesus done told the 70. He says, listen, I've given you authority. Nothing will injure you. Look at verse 20. Nevertheless, don't even rejoice in this. Don't even get too excited over this, that the spirits are subject to you. But rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. Come on, come on, come on. Don't miss how powerful verse 20 is. I'm about to say something. The strong majority of our God-moved services are over things that the scripture just told us don't even rejoice over. The praise break will last 40 minutes because we surprised that demons responded. Because we're surprised that somebody got healed. In other words, we're actually praising God over our lowered expectation. When Jesus was like, why are you even rejoicing over this? That's normal. Nobody shouts over walking until you struggle with walking. Your inability to walk is what causes you to rejoice when the walking is restored. But the walking in and of itself is not the thing. It's the restoration. You with me? What we have done in the body of Christ is we sit up there and I mean just full-fledged fit over stuff that the Lord was like, yeah. This is the way it's supposed to be. He said, now if you wanna have a fit over something, if you wanna rejoice, if you wanna tear your pew up, do it because your name. Don't even talk about my name. Do it because of your name, because you know you. See, y'all done missed all the moments. If you're going to rejoice over something, rejoice over the fact that while you were yet a sinner. If you're going to shout, shout because he didn't do what he could have done. If you're going to bless God because you were sinking and he came and rescued you. If you're going to go ahead and give God honor, don't give God honor over signs, wonders, and miracles. That's supposed to happen. Don't give God honor simply because somebody got healed. That's supposed to happen. That is the expectation. That is the standard. That's how we're supposed to live. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It's normal. Get your faith up. Go ahead and get your expectation up. That's the way we're supposed to live. But if you're going to bless God at all times, and his praise be continually in your mouth. Think about where you used to be. Think about how far he brought you. Think about how he never left you. Think about how much he kept you. If you're going to rejoice, rejoice over that truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rejoice over the fact that he could have taken his hand off of you. Rejoice over the fact that you was walking around without being covered for so long. Rejoice over the fact that some of y'all been living dirty. You don't look at me like that. You so used to driving dirty, you think you can live dirty in the kingdom. Without insurance and without license, hoping nobody pull you over. Come on now. You have normalized the dirty life. You have normalized dirty movement. You move from place to place dirty and rejoice over the fact that you just made it. But some of y'all been living dirty for many years, living without the insurance of the blood, living without the, come on now, without the license of salvation. But here comes God, who is able to look over your faults and see your needs. Let the church give him praise. Let the church give him honor. Let the church rejoice. Huh. Out here living dirty. They living dirty. Living dirty. Not me. My premium paid in full. What premium? What kind of insurance you got? Huh? Because some of y'all, watch this. You trying to get that SR22 salvation. You got that SR22. You got that SR22. You got that state minimum. But no, he got more for you. He has more for you. He wants you to be lavish. He got more for you. Come on now, he got full coverage. Hallelujah. I got you. Full coverage. Full coverage. You ain't even got to worry about an accident. If somebody happens to hit you, everything will be covered. If somebody happens to do it and run away, he'll put you up in a loaner car. Hallelujah. See, them SR22s don't do that. But I just want to know, do I have anybody in here who is grateful for a full coverage Jesus? Who is grateful for a full coverage relationship? Who is grateful for a full coverage. Hallelujah. For too long, we've been suffering. We've been suffering under lowered expectations. But the last option, if God be for you, who can be against you? The last I checked, greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world. Somebody ought to rejoice because God has been good. Y'all, I'm trying to let this here go. I really am.
Don't let it go.
Trying to let it ride. But some of y'all done forgot the moment to give God praise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. You better get your expectations up. Hold on. I ain't got to take that from you, devil. See, y'all missed it. my bad. My expectations have been a little low. I don't have to take that from you. I can walk in the newness of life. I ain't gotta take it, not another day, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free, free, free from the law of sin and death. I am more than a conqueror through him that loved me. Yes, yeah, 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 yeah. Somebody give God the praise that he's worth. God has been good, 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 good to me. Better to me than I've been to myself. Yeah! I ain't gotta take that. Nope. As a matter of fact, I'm not gonna take it. I'm not gonna take it. Some of y'all need to go in your house and get to telling everything in there that ain't supposed to be. Look, you don't live here no more. I've been harboring, am I saying, a fugitive too long. Get out of my house. This is the house that prayer built. This is the house that worship built. This is the house that my shout built. Get out! Get out of here! You better tell everything that's not supposed to be in there. Everything that's not supposed to be there. You got to tell everything, everything, everything. You got to go. Doubt, you got to get out. I'm a winner. I don't know who done lied to you. Told you I couldn't do it. You ain't met my dad. Y'all understand? You haven't met my father. You ain't met the one who stepped down on nothing and said, let there be. You ain't met the one who was able to minimize himself into a little baby in a manger. You ain't met the one who grew up like a tender plant. You ain't met the one who the government is on his shoulders.
You ain't met the one who is able to speak to mountains and the mountains move. You ain't met the one who is able to part Red Seas and give sight to the blind. You ain't met the one who is able to shut up the issue of blood. His name is Jesus, Son of God. Jesus, my friend. Jesus, the helper. Jesus, the lawyer. G. Jesus. Call his name.
Hands lifted. Throw it. I know he's all right. 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 Y'all, excuse me. Hey, I know he's all right. Hey, clap your hands. Somebody in here, give God the praise he's worth. Somebody get here, give God the shout of victory, the shout of triumph, the shout of an overcomer, the shout. I know he's all right. Yeah. Excuse me. Hands lifted. Father. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. I honor you. We give you glory. And Lord, if there's any of us that don't believe, help our unbelief. Help our unbelief. In Jesus' name. Somebody just go ahead and give God honor in this place.
Thank you for listening to the podcast of the Marketplace Movement. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I challenge you to make hearing the word a consistent habit. And if you know someone who may benefit from hearing this teaching, I encourage you to send it to them as well. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you and give you peace. This is my prayer.